I don't mind. People can do whatever they wish, you know. I generally don't like talking about the songs because I don't want to give anybody who has their own idea or their own story for the song. I don't want to give them my story if it's going to ruin theirs. Theirs could be better, you know.
Okay. Fascinating girl, right? She does yoga.
No.
She dresses in white. Yeah. No, does she not?
She lives with a girl who does yoga.
Oh, she lives with a girl who... I thought you lived with a girl who did yoga.
No.
She lives with a girl who does yoga.
Yeah.
And which one dresses in white all the time? Is that the girl who does yoga or the other one?
No, the painter.
The painter, right, yeah. Okay. And does she lives with an orange tree as well? Is that inside or outside the house?
No, the orange tree is outside the house.
Outside the house, okay. So are we talking about maybe California, is it?
Ah. you might, or it could be Spain.
Could be Spain. Ah, right, okay, yeah. Okay, so you're basically leaving it open to interpretation. It's a great song, though. Very catchy. Like all your songs. Have you heard of this girl, Holly Rogers?
No.
Okay, Holly Rogers, at the moment, if you go to EskimoFriends.com and you go in, you'll find this girl, Holly Rogers, and she's doing your song, which is kind of, you know, mashups.
Yeah.
Kind of mashup. She does your song, which is mixed with Radiohead's No Surprises.
Oh, right.
Acoustic, so it's a kind of a folksy. Do you want to hear a little bit of it?
Sure.
Just see what you think of it. Okay, this is The Blower's Daughter and No Surprises. You hear the No Surprises there? Have a listen.
And so it is, just like you said it should be.
It's nice, isn't it? Do you like it?
I love No Surprises. I think that's an incredible song, you know. It's funny, you get to a place, it could be just like looking at your own face or looking at your own hands, you know, where I get to that place with songs that of our own where I just have no idea what I think of them anymore, and or you know, I've no sort of objective sort of opinion of them, or I get lost in just if we're playing a show, we just get up and then I start playing one of them, but I've no sort of clear idea of what I actually think of any of them anymore, because they just become, you see them too often. It's like if you say a word over and over and over, it just gets a bit hazy, you know.
Yeah. So you don't kind of see it, or you don't hear it anymore in a way.
Yeah. I don't. No.
Now, just speaking of your music and all that, you know, it's very sensitive music you have, very deep, very thought provoking, open to interpretation, like we were talking about there a second ago, and quite calming as well. Do you ever feel though, you know, that you want to do a kind of an insensitive, massive, raw rock and roll song? Do you ever feel that you just want to kind of let loose?
Well, we do.
No problem.
we do that. I think live that comes out a bit more. Mm. I think for whatever reason, whenever we went to record heavier songs, because we recorded at home, and we had limited equipment as well for quite a lot of the recording we did. Any of the heavier and more raw songs, they just didn't turn out well at home for whatever reason. They sounded a bit too tame and or a bit like they were done, the room maybe was too small or something. I don't know what it was, but we did go at one point to record like what we thought we were going to record, like a much heavier album. But just when we put stuff down, we didn't really like it when we listened back, you know. And then we just kept on recording, and then all of a sudden these songs started appearing that we just noticed we enjoyed listening to, and they became the ones that just ended up on the record. So,
and the song you're going to do, I was kind of pre-fading there, I was listening to the song you're going to do, is Coconut Skins.
Yeah.
Which, I was just thinking, listening to you doing it, it's the sort of thing that had Johnny Cash lived, Rick Rubin probably would have got on the phone and said to you, any chance we could take that? Because it's got that kind of Johnny Cash feel about the whole thing,
right?
Is that a good thing or a bad thing? Or
I don't know. Well, he actually got in touch about recording the second record with us, but I don't know. I don't know why I've just had this tendency to just I think I just like working alone. I like
being in control.
I wouldn't say that. I think I just like working with musicians where we don't really have too much of a vision for what it is we're doing, and then accidents happen, and I like when accidents happen, because then you you find something that...
You learn something from the accident,
yeah.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, listen, now we're going to take a quick break. Back with three from the 20 questions, and also we are going to get Coconut Skins live from Damien Rice and the band, and find out about your drummer, Brendan, who is kind of a... he's got an interesting nickname after the break.